Welcome to the Seven Investment Management Podcast with Justin Urquhart-Stewart.
Hello. So who is Frank Dodd? Well, actually, forget Frank Dodd. It is, in fact, Dodd-Frank that we should be remembering. This is actually the names of, well, Mr. Chris Dodd, who is the chairman of the US Senate Banking Committee, and Barney Frank. I'm sure he's a cartoon character. And he is, in fact, chairman of the House of Representatives Financial Services Committee. These two are, if not the authors, then certainly the names responsible for the new US financial regulation bill. So why should we care? Well, to start with, what normally happens over there will at least ripple over to our financial world over here. And, of course, our own financial services regulatory structure is about to undergo itself a fairly major overhaul and reform. Normally, the very mention of regulation normally induces a yawn, for most of us at any rate. But in fact, it is probably the most vital issue for all of us, both as participants or customers, to ensure that we have a trustworthy, reliable and sound investment and banking industry. It affects us all. It will be especially interesting to see if our initiative takes a similar route and remembers that regulation is not just some form of bureaucratic exercise, but would focus on more supervision, which works as part of the industry itself to help develop and provide suitable facilities in a controlled and risk-measured manner. The US plans can best be described in five key areas. First of all, consumer protection. A new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau will be established, and that will be within the Federal Reserve. It would aim to tackle any mis-selling of credit cards, loans and mortgages. The last part, of course, which lay at the core of the original housing loans problems in the first place. We're going to establish something similar over here, and probably with a similar sort of remit. Secondly, derivatives. In order to improve transparency and risk control, they will ensure that settlement for such contracts are going to be cleared through a central clearinghouse, or probably several of them. At least then, in theory, you could have a better oversight over the amount of risks that are being taken by counterparties. Additionally, banks would have to divest themselves of their derivative trading businesses. Thirdly, resolution authority. Effectively, this will allow the authorities to step in and seize control of any organisation and, even necessarily, wind it up if it is facing an impending failure. This then would manage the Lehman-type situation and would more effectively manage any such impact to avoid any industry-wide catastrophe. The fourth element? Well, that'll be systemic risk regulation. Here, a Financial Stability Oversight Council, grand name, made up of regulators, and this would be established and chaired by the Treasury Secretary. This would have the task of identifying systemic risks to the industry and particular participants, which may even require living wills from those that might be considered at most risk, to ensure that they could be managed down quietly, if necessary, without causing any further damage. Finally, the fifth area is that of the Volcker Rule. Yes, the Prince of Darkness. No, not Peter Mandelson. But Paul Volcker, the ex-head of the Fed before Alan Greenspan. And he seems to have had his way and had agreed that deposit-taking banks shall no longer be involved in their own proprietary trading, or prop desks, and be limited only to small holdings of hedge funds. These are in fact very significant changes and will have some quite dramatic impacts on certain banks that have for many years built up their prop desks as a very useful backdoor profit centre away from their normal public role of, well, normal lending facilities. These should now be regarded as separate businesses and, after all, get banks back to what they're supposed to be doing, providing financial services to their clients and not to themselves. In the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful summer. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. To find out more about Justin and Seven Investment Management, please visit our website, www.7im.co.uk.